This morning, the word of God given to us, still we are on the Sermon of Mountain, Matthew chapter 7, from verse 13 to last verse. Today, this morning, we are on the closing time of the Sermon on the Mount of our Lord Jesus Christ. But even though we close this morning, I want to encourage each of us to continue to meditate this sermon. We cannot meditate this sermon of our Lord Jesus Christ on the Mount too much. Amen? Memorize and meditate. Challenge, you can. If you want, you can. Amen? Okay. From verse 13 to 29, 13, this is the direct voice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. Watch out for false prophets. For they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall. Because it had its foundation on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Together, because he tells us one who has authority and not. Amen. This is the sermon of our Lord Jesus Christ directly. May God bless all of us with this wonderful but shocking sermon of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we know, today, this morning, we are on the closing time of the Sermon on the Mount of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this chapter 7, in finishing words, Jesus discusses judgment. Also, last time we discussed judgment. Do you remember verse 1? Do not judge, or you too will be judged. In this chapter, our judgment of ourselves and our judgments of others, and finally, God's judgment of us. In a sense, we can say our life in this world is a judgment, a choice. continuation of decision and choice. In every action of life, we are confronted with a choice. We cannot escape the choice because we move on and on as the time goes. We cannot stand still like this. For example, in our daily life, from waking up from sleep until going to bed, we continually choose one out of multiple choices, starting, oh, what time to get up, what to do, what not to do, what to eat, where to go, whom to meet. We continually choose one. So we must take one way. We cannot take two ways at the same time. So this morning among us, one common thing among us is all of us in this room have chosen to attend this worship service, to worship God. And those who are not here among us have chosen other things. That's why they are not here among us. Now, Deuteronomy is the farewell sermon of Moses to the people of Israel. Then, as the end drew near, Moses encouraged and challenged to his people in Deuteronomy 30:15. Now, see, I put before you life and prosperity and death and destruction. Choose one. If you love God, if you keep his command, his decrees, if you follow his ways, you will live and increase. God will bless you. But if your heart turns away, if you are not disobedient, you will surely ruin, destroyed. This time is the time you must choose one way. Choose life so that you and your children may live. Also, Moses' successor, Joshua, as his departure time was near, he encouraged and challenged almost the same sentence. Joshua 24:15. Now, choose for yourselves whom you will serve. For me and for my household, we will serve the Lord. How about you? You choose yourselves the one, the whom you will serve. And in today's story, we can see very different two things. First, very different two ways and gates, and very different two trees and fruits, and finally, very different two builders of their house. Three stories. We can see three stories, but three stories are one story from different angles, from different perspective. Shall we see first very different two ways or gates, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13, 14 says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. This life means eternal life, abundance life, heavenly life, spiritual life. But to our sadness, only a few find it. There are two gates. One way is wide, broad, looks fun, popular, well-known, looks very attractive. So many walk on this road, on this way, through this gate. But terminal station of this way is destruction, ruin, hell, the fire of brimstone with great agony, distress, and sadness with the greatest neglect. The other way is small and narrow, maybe very difficult, sometimes very lonely. So only a few find this way. But terminal station is eternal life, heaven with God face to face, sharing his glory forever and ever in perfect happiness. So question is, which way do you want? There is no third option, no third way, only two ways. We should choose one way. We cannot take two ways at the same time. Just like it is impossible that right foot going to for Seoul, left foot going to for Busan, impossible. Like this, at one time, we can take choose only one way. So now check, examine yourselves. Which way are you walking on? Be honest, very, very be honest, not before man, but before God, what way I am walking on. You know, in this world, it is said one of the best policy, best systems made by man is majority decision. Do you like democracy? Democracy is majority decision. According to majority decision, majority powerful, minority weak, majority is accepted, minority rejected, majority looks like right, minority looks like wrong. But please remember, if a truth depends on majority or minority, that truth is not truth from first. Truth is just truth. Truth must be true all the time, regardless of how many agree with it. Do you believe, do you think there is a hell and heaven? If there is a hell and nobody thinks there is a hell, there is a hell. If there is no hell and everybody thinks there is a hell, there is no hell. Jesus says, there is one way to hell, there is another way to heaven. So this morning I want to just show you two ways, especially this way to heaven, this way to eternal life. And listen carefully, and choice is yours, mine, ours. I cannot force your choice. You cannot force my choice. Choice is ours. Just listen carefully and choose your own choice. I want to say just three things about this way to eternal life. First, this way to eternal life, this way to heaven is narrow and small. Means this way is no space, no room. You know, last year, I and my wife moved this place behind this church building. We moved. At the time, we removed many things. Some furniture, big bookcase, and sofa, and some chairs, and some things giving to neighbors next doors. Do you know why? Not because I was a generous man, but because there was no space, no room. I had no choice because no space, no room. Please remember, this way to eternal life, this way to heaven, so narrow and small that this way has no space, no room to carry other things. It means we cannot carry the baggage of sins, worldliness, or earthly appetites or associations. You know, we cannot carry the things that heaven does not like. Why? Because this way is to heaven. If I once visit Philip's house, I cannot bring something that Philip does not like. If I bring something Philip does not like, he will say, no, 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 that's okay, reject. Please remember, we cannot carry the baggage, package, luggage of sins on this way, because this way is to heaven, eternal life, to see God face to face, who is absolutely holy. That's why Hebrews 12:1 says, let us throw away, let us throw off all things that hinders and sins that so easily entangles. Let us walk, let us run with perseverance, with patience, the race marked for us. 1 John 1:8-9 says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. He will forgive us from all sins and purify us from all wickedness, unrighteousness. Are you walking on this way? Are you walking on this way? If so, please, every day, every moment, we must remove the package of sin, the bag, the garbage of sin in the name of Jesus Christ by confessing, repenting, depending on the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, this way is so narrow and small means this way to heaven hard, difficult, sometimes lonely. The test is, did your profession of faith in Christ cost you anything? As you know, last Sunday we had a beautiful time, lovely baby Tristan's dedication. You remember? At the time, I learned much from his story, lovely baby Tristan. Still, we are waiting, we are expecting many lovely babies. This line, that. You know, Tristan, not only Tristan, but also all babies paid nothing to parents to get life, to be born. No baby paid the price to get life. Why? Because life's price is priceless. Tristan got beautiful life simply because of the lovely jobs of his parents. But sometime later, when Tristan recognized who his parents are, what they have done for him, he will do something great, something wonderful, something good for his parents willingly, joyfully, and thankfully. Salvation is like this, because salvation is life. Salvation is eternal life. Salvation is born again. Salvation is called regeneration. To be born again, to get eternal life, we paid nothing. We think already Jesus Christ paid all. Eternal life's price is priceless, double priceless. But if we are really born again, if we are saved truly, really, we will pay all we have for that salvation, for that eternal life. Jesus says in Luke 9:23, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he went in joy and sold everything he had and bought that field. Why? Because he knew In under the field there was a treasure, eternal life, salvation. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant who looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he sold everything he had and bought it. Salvation is like this. Please remember, we are saved freely, for nothing, without payment. But true discipleship is not easy. Hard, sometimes very difficult, sometimes lonely, because true discipleship demands servanthood and commitments, sacrifice. Sometimes true Christians must give up a lot. Sometimes all things we have to follow Jesus Christ. Sometimes true Christians are asked to endure with terrible pains, sufferings, persecution, even physical death, martyrdom. Sometimes true Christians receive harsh treatments, wrong treatments from the people in this world who do not understand us, who are simply hostile. But through all of it, we have a promise of God. Jesus is with us, by our hand in hands. This is the secret of true Christians' love, joy, peace, and power, and assurance. Please remember, true discipleship is not easy. We must pay. If you have faith in Christ, what did you pay for Christ? This is a test, judgment. And suddenly, this way to eternal life is a small and narrow means. This way to eternal life is one, only one, only one. Only one way, no two options. This way is an absolute way. This way is an exclusive way, no other way, no alternative, no substitute. This way is Jesus Christ. This gate is Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Continually, Jesus says, I tell you the truth. I am the gate. I am the gate for the sheep. Those who came before me were thieves, robbers. The sheep did not listen to them. I am the gates. Whoever enter through me will be saved. He will come in, go out, and will find pasture. Please remember, if you believe Jesus is a way of many or some ways for eternal life, you can never be saved. You know, the first step to enter into this gate for eternal life is committing ourselves with absolute, exclusive faith that Jesus is the one and only way for eternal life. And secondly, shall we see two trees and two fruits? Same story from different angles. From verse 15 to 20. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruits you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruits, but a bad tree bears bad fruits. A good tree cannot bear bad fruits, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruits. Good tree. Good fruits. My printing misspelling. Every tree that does not bear good fruits is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruits, you will recognize them. Next question is, did our decision for Christ change your life? If you decided for Christ, that decision for Christ changed your life, your attitude, your action, your value. Two trees show the true faith in Christ changed life and produce fruit for the glory of God. As you know, everything in nature reproduces after its kind. Jesus says, I am the true vine. This means I am the true tree. Jesus says in John chapter 15, I am the true tree. You are the branches. That's why you must cling to me. You must remain in me. If anyone remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers, ruins, destroys. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the where? Fire and burns. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you and to go and bear, produce fruit. That fruit will last. It is very simple. The fruit of apple tree is apple. The fruit of mango tree is mango. The fruit of banana tree is banana. Fruit of Christian is another Christian. The fruit of Christian is the character of Christ. You know, love, joy, peace, kindness, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. This is the character of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we are called Christian. Amen. Shall we see two builders? This is conclusion in this judgment. From verse 21 to 27, Jesus says about two builders. We are builders of our own house. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, you know, on that day, the final test, judgment, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Don't you remember me? And in your name drive out demons, wow, and perform many miracles. Then Jesus will tell them plainly, clearly, I never knew you. What a shocking. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice, practice makes perfect. Practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. It fell with a great crash, ruined totally, destroyed totally. In this story, Jesus shows us true truth, spiritual truth, with these pictures, with two ways. First, two ways. Second, two trees. And thirdly, two builders. Two ways illustrate the start of the life of faith. Then two trees illustrate the growth and results of the life of faith, now and here. And finally, two builders of a house illustrate the end of the life of faith, when God will call everything, everybody, to final judgment. In this final judgment, Please remember, in this final test, in this final judgment, what is really, really, really important is not what we think of ourselves or what others think of us, but what God will think of us, what God will say to us of us. How can we prepare this final test, the final judgment? Answer is very simple, but in practice, not simple. Answer is by doing God's will. By doing God's will. By obeying His word. Obedience to the will of God is the test of true faith in Christ. Please remember, the test is not words. The test is not saying, Lord, Lord, you know, our Lord, our God, our Lord Jesus Christ is not moved by lip service. How easy it is to learn, to memorize religious terms, religious vocabulary, or even memorize Bible verses, religious songs, and yet not obey to the will of God. If we are born again Christian, if we are really saved, truly, really, it means we have the Spirit of God living within us. That Spirit empowers, enables us to know and do His will and serve others. Yes, we know. Please make it very, very clear. We are saved by grace through faith. We cannot be saved by works, by actions. It is very clear. Amen? Amen. Then, having saving faith and not obeying the will of God in action is absolutely impossible. The very meaning of James 2:26, as a body without spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Words, languages, tongues are not substitute for obedience. Neither are religious works. Yes, we know. Preaching sermon. I'm preaching now. Preaching and casting out demons, performing many miracles. Good, beautiful, wonderful. Can be divine inspired. But remember, they give no assurance of salvation. We must not stop with hearing or studying of the Word of God. Our hearing, our studying Word of God must result in doing. Finally, doing. Do you have faith? We must show that faith by doing, by practice. There are two houses we know. One house built on the rock and house built on sand, maybe look same, no difference. Both look fine, nice, strong, outwardly, in ordinary time, in casual time. But when the judgments of heavy rain, storm, such like typhoon, hurricane, cyclone, tsunami comes, the house built on sand will be destroyed, totally ruined, collapsed with a great crash. But the house built on the rock stands up strongly. What is the difference? Difference is not outward looks. Difference is not external looking. Difference is in the foundation. Difference is in the foundation, under the ground. This foundation is the obedience to the will of God on Jesus Christ. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is a rock and living stone cornerstone, capstone on which we must build our house of faith. Shall we see conclusion from verse 28 to 29. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed. Are you being amazed? Not by my preaching, but from Jesus' word directly. The crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Yes, after his resurrection, Jesus himself says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Jesus is holding all authority, not only in heaven, but also in earth. Human preachers preach from divine authority, but Jesus Christ, who is holding all authority, is preaching with divine authority. So now, if you hear the voice of Jesus Christ, who is holding all authority, we should kneel down before him. We should submit. We should surrender at the feet of Jesus Christ, our King, at his authority, and obey to his will. Otherwise, we will be destroyed. We will be ruined totally. Jesus is the gate to enter in. Jesus is the way to walk on. Jesus is the tree to cling to remain in. And Jesus is the rock to build on. Because Jesus is eternal life. Only Jesus is the way to heaven. No other way. No other way. Acts 2:12 says, salvation is found in no other one. There is no other name given to us under heaven, under the sun, by which we must be saved. That name is Jesus Christ. That name is Jesus Christ. Amen? That name is Jesus Christ. That name is Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Our King, Jesus Christ, thank you for your wonderful, powerful sermon on the Mount. Father God, help us to put we learn into practice. Father God, let our faith be proved through our action, through our character, through our fruit, because the Holy Spirit is living in us, empowers, enable us to do your will, your word. Father God, we know you are not moved, you are not influenced, you are not deceived, you are not cheated by lip service. Please help us to be honest before you. Help us to be sincere and faithful before you. Let us remember one day is coming when we stand before you face to face to receive final judgment, final testing. Help us to be successful in passing in this final judgment. Anoint us, fill us with your Spirit, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of power, Spirit of encouragement continually. All glory back to you. We pray together in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.